These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, recognized throughout his career as a standout TV presenter and a celebrated comedian, Paul O'Grady has sadly died yesterday evening at the age of 67. He was beloved for his breakthrough drag queen persona, Lily Savage. He was an avid speaker on LGBT rights. And of course, he became a television presenter as well, presenting among other shows, Blind Date. But most recently, his long running series For the Love of Dogs, which I have to say was one of my favorite programs. I'm joined on the line to remember Paul by one of his dearest friends, female impersonator, actor and entertainer Alan Amsby, who was known in his professional career as Mr. Pussy. But before we talk to Alan, a taste of Paul's wide and varied career.
I spent a lot of my childhood on a really rural farm in Ireland, you know, in County Roscommon, in a place called Ballincurry, which is like real. They didn't have electricity when I first used to go. No toilet, no water in the house. You went down to the spring in the field. And for a child, for me, I loved it because you're allowed to run wild, no shoes, jump on the back of the donkey, no saddle, off you'd go. Yeah, and
so that was what summer holidays and things.
That's a proper summer holiday, but loads of cousins, you know, and kids could go in the pub in Ireland as well. So off we go, and it was fabulous.
I absolutely love the show, Love of Dogs. You know, I do.
I have
How do you resist taking them all home?
Terrible trouble. I mean, seriously, you know, and it's not about the way they look for me. It's their background stories. Like one came in the other day, heavily pregnant, a little mongrel, and she'd been dumped on Hampstead Heath on bonfire night, and she was in a state of shock. And I'm always shocked by it. I never get used to it, you know what I mean? The way people treat their animals, it really upsets me and it makes me so angry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to run amok with a baseball bat.
Many years ago, I bought a turkey off a fella off the back of a wagon. Now, this turkey, Barbara, was about 28 stone. It was rock hard, deep frozen. So I put it in the bath to defrost. 3 weeks later, it's still like that. There's the water gone. So I come in Christmas Eve. I'd had a few scoops, you know what I mean? I've been to a cattle service and I thought, I better deal with this turkey. So I didn't even look at it. So I was sick of it. And I put my hand in the bathroom and grabbed it by the ankle and I dragged it down the lobby. You should have heard it. I slapped it on the table. I got a big dollop of red hot Paxo and I was just about to shove it up a set and I looked, it was Arvira.
Would there be times when you think, OK, this is too much work, 5 days a week?
Every day. I wake up every day with the hump. I have done since the day I was born, seriously.
No, seriously?
Every day I sit up in bed and I think, I hate the lolly. That's why I used to love doing panto. Because on the matinees you could go in and say to the audience, I hate you and I hate kids and I hate pensioners. And they'd laugh and I'd think, I mean it, you b***.
Oh, the wonderful Paul O'Grady, who sadly passed away yesterday. Alan Amsby, he was a dear friend.
Absolutely. Do you know that? I don't know if you remember, but I was with him the night he did The Late Late with you a few years ago.
I remember it well.
That's right. It's 3 days to get over it. But, you know, it's very sad listening to his voice. It brings back so many memories of him. It was only a couple of days ago I was talking to him, you know, and he was really looking forward to coming back to Dublin to do the show Annie in August.
Because he had literally finished a stint playing Miss Hannigan in Annie and was taking a break and then was going to resume his tour of the UK and Ireland later in the year.
And Ireland. And they said to him, where would you like... They gave him a choice of where he'd like to do the show. And the first thing he said was Dublin. You know, he loved Dublin. He used to love coming over. He used to go to Davy Burns and have the oysters from them. Lily's Bordello, and he loved coming over. He stayed with me a few times here. Mm. And I used to bring him his breakfast up in the morning, a cup of tea and a cigarette.
Yeah. He, in later years, as well as having all of that showbiz stuff, and he used to joke that in this woke era that we now live in, that people wouldn't accept his sense of humour anymore, but he carved out for himself the most wonderful career as a terrifically empathic presenter on the Love of Dogs show.
Yes, that's an incredible show, that. Wonderful. That's a true him, anyway. It was like that. Because I used to go and stay down on the farm, and there'd be dogs everywhere and cows and incredible. Little Buster. I don't know if you remember the dog, Buster. He was a very famous dog, belonged to Paul, and he used to be on the show with him. And Buster used to be running around the place. It was great fun down there. In Kent, he lived.
Yeah, it's such a shock to hear of his death this morning, so suddenly. But according to his husband, he died peacefully, although suddenly he died peacefully at home, which is a small mercy,
that's
I suppose.
That's the way he would have wanted to go anyway, because I know he had a bad heart for years, but that's how he would have wanted to go, like that, you know, just go to sleep.
Yeah,
but our great memories of working with him in the movie, In the Name of the Father, we were in that together, and I shared a caravan with him for 6 weeks, so 6 o'clock in the morning till all hours of the evening. Can you imagine with him, the laugh we had? It was incredible, great fun.
Yeah, he was also a man who was outspoken from time to time about the various causes that he espoused, and one of them was his care for carers who he thought were pretty ignored in Britain.
Because he was a carer himself years ago. It was one of his jobs before he became Lily. He was a carer, so he knew what he was talking about there. And there was something about him that, you know, you liked. You couldn't dislike him. Just absolute gentleman.
He said that he had retired Lily Savage to a convent in Brittany in 2004. Do you remember how Lily came about?
Do I remember the convent? I thought you were going to ask me that.
I was wondering, though, do you remember how Lily Savage came about, the evolution of Lily?
Yes, I do. He used to go to the pubs where they had drag shows on. Some of the roughest pubs in Dublin, in London. And she said, well, I got up and could do it for a laugh. And him and Vera, his mate Vera, and that's his real name, Vera, they got up and did a bits and pieces together. And it sort of clicked, you know, the name Lily Savage, his mother's maiden name was Savage. So there wasn't a made-up name. But, and Lily, they called him Lily. They used to call him Liverpool Lil, she used to hang, Dockyard Lily or something like that it was, because he used to be hanging around the docks doing the pubs in Liverpool in the drag. So it became Lily Savage. And then the Vauxhall Tavern, of course, he was there for years. And the night the police raided, it was during the AIDS crisis, the police raided it. It was a gay bar and they were frightened of catching anything. And they raided the pub wearing rubber gloves. And, of course, Lily was on stage and said, oh, the girls are here to help us do the washing up. And another, can I tell you another funny story?
Please, about
him, if I may? He was doing pantomime in Blackpool on the pier that goes out into the sea. You know the pier, the theatre at the end of the pier?
Yeah.
And he had a row with the manager of the theatre. And the next evening, the manager came in with a bunch of flowers to try and make up. And Paul said, thank you. I put them in water. He opened the window and threw them into the sea.
So there was a savage touch to that comedic personality. He got on well with the current Queen Camilla. I saw the special royal edition of the programme that he did last year. He was awarded an MBE for his services to entertainment.
I tried it on, actually. I said, we've got the earrings to match this.
Yeah. And when he was told that he was a national treasure, he said, what a terrible phrase. That was not planned, but so well deserved. Won an RSPCA Animal Hero Award for his outstanding contribution to animal welfare. His legacy is very varied and much merited.
It is indeed. And also a big thank you to his ex-manager, who died also very young, Brendan Murphy, who made Paul know, he developed a character with him, and so they're together now.
Well, Alan, thank you very much for paying tribute to the late Paul O'Grady, who died yesterday. There is no doubt we shall not see his like again.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.